Talk Live. It's your show. You can take control of the airwaves toll-free at 800-259-9231. It is the live Independence Day edition of the program, and it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231 is the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us online, of course, at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site, totally free, so enjoy those on us. That again, freetalklive.com. Of course, it is Independence Day. That is it's not the 4th of July, even though it is technically the 4th of July. The holiday's name is Independence Day. So please, when you're talking with others, make sure you get it right. And if somebody says the 4th of July, maybe just ask them why they call it that. And maybe that'll help them get their gears turning. Maybe then they'll remember what this day was once called by most people.
Well, I don't know. If you want to teach somebody something, it's probably best not to make them look stupid in the process.
I didn't say make them look stupid. I said ask them why they call it that.
Well,
you mentioned it's the 4th of July. You simply say, just like, I'm just curious, why do you call it the 4th of July? That doesn't make them look stupid. It's an honest question.
It would certainly depend on your tone. And I think that the best thing to do is just go about calling it Independence Day. And if it comes up in conversation where somebody keeps saying 4th of July and you keep saying Independence Day, maybe just say, you know, I like to call it Independence Day because that's what it's about. It's about us being independent of tyrannical government.
Exactly. And that's sort of been the theme of the show so far tonight. We've been talking about how Americans have forgotten what this holiday is really all about. That it's turned into an excuse for Americans to go out, have barbecues, and drink. Not that there's anything wrong with that. Certainly nothing wrong with that. But at the same time, in their minds, they're celebrating freedom and liberty and independence from tyrannical rule. All at the same time, there's all these tyrannical governments around. Local, state, federal governments here in America that are very tyrannical and ruling over us. In many states, you can't even set off sparklers. Let alone bottle rockets and the rest of things. Massachusetts, every firework you can imagine is completely banned. Sales, buying them, possessing them, and shooting them off. You can't do any of that in that state.
Right. If you think you're free, try not paying your taxes.
Right. I mean, we can come up with example after example, and we do it all year long. We point out very concrete ways in which Americans who think they're free, many of them do, are actually not free. And so how somebody who understands that can still stand there and talk about how free they are and how happy they are to live in a free country and celebrate freedom on a day, on this particular day when there really isn't much freedom left worth celebrating? Okay, yeah, you do have the freedom to decide, you know, where you want to work and those sorts of things. We do still have some freedoms. And the United States, America still is one of the most free countries in the world, but that's not saying too much. That's really not really saying much.
Right. Our cancer isn't quite as bad as their cancer.
Yeah, and it's not even the most free country in the world, not in at least economic terms, according to at least two different studies, independent studies of countries around the world. There are a handful of other countries that have more economic freedoms than the United States does. And we're dropping on those lists as well. So in case you needed yet another example of how it is that you're not free in America, and this will tie right in. These stories will tie right into the 4th of July / Independence Day celebrations, because inevitably on Independence Day, there are a lot of people waving flags, right? Well, now, according to one state, Mark, that flag has to be made in one particular country that you're waving.
Yep. As a matter of fact, in Minnesota, you have to have any flag that's sold has to be made in America. That's right. Red, white, and blue.
So much for the freedom to buy your supplies, as far as being a retail business person. Mm-hmm. So much for the freedom to buy your supplies from whatever supplier you want.
Red, white, and blue, and made in China? A move is on in the state legislature that ensures that folks will be buying this Independence Day or made in the fruited plain.
Sounds to me like they're ensuring that the flags will cost too much.
Minnesota has passed the strongest measure, a new law that goes into effect at year's end, requiring every Old Glory sold in state stores to be domestically produced. Violations are a misdemeanor punishable by up to a $1,000 fine and 90 days in jail.
Unbelievable.
In Arizona, schools and public colleges were required starting July 1st to outfit every classroom from junior high up with a Made in the USA flag. Tennessee requires all U.S. flags bought by a state contract to be made here. And similar bills are moving forward, both New Jersey and Pennsylvania. The 4th of July is considered
peak. Slow down. You mentioned a couple other states, mm-hmm. and in those in regards to those laws, it's the state government's own regulations for itself.
Right.
And it's bureaucracies. But Minnesota is saying, if you are in business, you cannot sell flags garnered from another country.
Correct.
Okay, I want to make sure I was clear on that.
Right, and it's obviously protectionist stuff inside of the flag industry.
Yep.
Some company that makes flags in America can't compete in the marketplace of providing flags, so they have to get legislation passed.
Mm-hmm.
They have to lobby for legislation. Hey, what in the world would you want an American flag that wasn't made in America for?
I don't know,
because
they're
some
cheaper.
Kind of commie?
No, because they're cheaper. And as somebody who lives on relatively tight funds, it's important to me if I'm going to go out and buy an American flag, which I'm not, by the way, but if I'm going to go out and buy an American flag, I'm going to buy the most affordable of American flags, and those come from other countries. Whether you like it or not, that's a fact.
Mm-hmm.
Why do you care where it came from? What is this? This is really nothing more than protectionism. You're right, Mark.
It is absolutely protectionism, and it's kind of funny.
And thoroughly un-American in my book.
The 4th of July is considered peak season for flag sales, with millions of them lining parade routes and flying above backyard barbecues. Most of the major domestic flag makers are privately held companies that don't release their sales figures, so it's difficult to gauge the inroads being made by foreign manufacturers. I can tell you it's significant. The U.S. Census Bureau estimates that $5.3 million worth of U.S. flags were imported from other countries in 2006.
How the hell does the Census Bureau know that?
Because they're busy counting everything they can count. They're the Census Bureau. they can only do the census once every 10 years, so they have to count other stuff in the meantime.
See. Gotcha.
The big exception was in 2001 when 51.7 million in U.S. flags were brought into the country, most on the heels of September 11 terrorist attacks. Anyway, Sandy Valenu, chairman of the Flag Manufacturers Association of America, said the imports... They have a lobbying group.
Yeah.
Lobbying group. Said the imports are cause for concern, even though U.S. companies still dominate the flag market. That door is going to keep on opening, said Valenu, a sixth-generation executive at the family-owned Annan & Company, a 160-year-old business that supplies retailers like Walmart. It starts small, and then it gets big. You're just opening Pandora's box to help... customers identify the origin of their flag. The association created a certified program 2 years ago that bestows a seal of approval logo to flags that made with domestic fibers
and
labor.
That's fine.
I'm fine with that, too. I mean, here's my question, though. I wonder if any of these flag manufacturers, say, employ illegal immigrants.
Oh, I don't know.
I don't know. It's speculation. What about, couldn't I start a flag company and, allege that some other flag company isn't as legitimate because... Say, I'm American Indian.
Mm.
Shouldn't all flags in America be made by American Indians or by Blue Bloods? You know, you had to have come
real
over
Americans.
Mayflower. Yeah. Or you have to be able to trace your lineage. Every single grandparent, every single great-great-grandparent or whatever, every single one of them to pre-Revolutionary War. Shouldn't that be the way it is? Can you imagine these dirty immigrants making U.S. flags? I mean...
You're being facetious.
I am absolutely.
I don't really feel that way about immigrants.
No, I think that immigrants built this country, and I think that's what made it strong. And I think that the ability, the freedom,
you know,
to be able to buy from whomever you want to buy from is what makes us.
It's critical.
It is.
That's what separates, used to separate America from the rest of the world, is that in America you could do business with whoever wanted to do business with you, wherever they were located, whether they were next door or halfway across the world. And these pathetic so-called American flag creators really should try competing for real in the marketplace. Really try acting like real Americans,
right,
and competing instead of being a bunch of,
using a tyrannical government to crack down on the competition, regardless of where that competition comes from.
They're cowards. Look, they can't hack it.
This isn't what America's about. America's about free trade, and this isn't.
Yep. So here you go. There's one example of one area where Americans are just not free anymore like they used to be. You used to be able to buy your flags from wherever the hell you wanted to. Now in Minnesota, not so. Now the protectionist racket is in place. Welcome to America. This is what people are celebrating today? Well, I've got more for you. How about flag desecration? keep on the flag topic here, 1-800-259-9231. Your thoughts as well. How do you feel about American protectionism versus American liberty? This is Free Talk Live.
One day soon, the U.S. dollar, otherwise known as the Federal Reserve Note, will be recognized in the global marketplace for its intrinsic value. Nothing. On that day, you will be bewildered, angry, and impoverished, or you will be calm, confident, and prosperous. The deciding factor between your two possible futures is what you do in this moment. Go to D2Z.org and learn how to survive and thrive during the U.S. dollar crisis. D2Z.org.
There are many paths you can take in the pursuit of liberty. The fastest avenue to real political change is being paved by the Republican Liberty Caucus. Join Representatives Ron Paul, Jeff Flake, and dozens of state legislators in advancing the ideals of individual rights, limited government, and private enterprise within the GOP. The Republican Liberty Caucus, online at rlc.org. That's rlc.org. Your path to liberty.
When making important financial decisions, you should always know the facts. That's why Midas Resources is willing to pay you to read the facts. Midas Resources, a team of hand-picked financial specialists with decades of financial experience who are ready to provide you with state-of-the-art, up-to-date financial services. Midas Resources offers a host of services and stands behind their products. In fact, if you call and order their free Midas report, Midas Resources will pay you. This detailed report will provide you with financial history on the safest and most profitable areas to invest in. If you read the report, Midas Resources will send you a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar. So what are you waiting for? Get the facts and call Midas Resources toll free at 888-292-2709. That's 888-292-2709. And remember, if you read the Midas report, you'll receive a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar.
Government is best, which governs least.
Wake up and smell the fascism.
Being in government means never having to say you're sorry.
What part of unconstitutional do you not understand, George?
In today's world full of tyranny and injustice, sometimes it seems the only thing we still have is our freedom of speech. Exercise your freedom of speech by purchasing your choice of hundreds of different Liberty stickers, from humorous to serious, at libertystickers.com. LibertyStickers.com can even customize your own bumper stickers. It's time to stand up for what you believe. Invest in your freedom. Get your stickers at LibertyStickers.com for your family, friends, and community. Go to LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. That's 877-873-9626. And express your freedom of speech today. Call 877-873-9626. That's 877-873-9626.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267. Or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It is the live Independence Day edition of the program. You can take control of the airwaves as always. 1-800-259-9231. Bring up whatever you want. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line for you. 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
You can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features on our site, we give them away, and those include the Shrine of Female Listeners, the dozens and dozens of ladies who've taken the time to send us their validated photo and prove they listen to the show. See what I mean? By heading over to Shrine. shrine.freetalklive.com. That is shrine.freetalklive.com. Talking just generally about Independence Day and how just ironic it is that Americans are busy right now celebrating their freedoms, while at the same time their freedoms have been pretty effectively destroyed by local, state, and federal governments. It's really just amazing to me that that the American people can still be so in the dark as to so much in the dark as to actually believe that they're living in a free country. It's just not true. And if you look to some of the, I mean, we're just giving you a handful of examples tonight. We tend to do a good job of this every single night on the show, but the examples tonight are going to be sort of Independence Day themed. And here's another one for you. Yet another flag-related law that's going into effect. This time it's worse. The last one, you just finished pointing out, Mark, that in the state of Missouri, now retailers cannot sell flags that were made in anywhere but the United States of America.
Right.
That's protectionism, it's anti-freedom, it's anti-free market, it doesn't allow business owners and consumers to decide for themselves. That's outrageous enough as is, but let's go to Iowa and see what's going on there, where according to the Associated Press, Governor Chet Culver has signed a bill that clarifies the state's flag desecration law. The bill was passed by the legislature in response to a ruling by a district court judge, Robert Pratt, in March, who said that the state's law was unconstitutional because it was too vague. Pratt determined that the law violated the due process clause of the 14th Amendment of the Constitution, which requires that laws be specific enough so the public can reasonably determine whether conduct is illegal. As though anyone in the public is reading the laws.
Well, I suppose you should be able to it should be clear enough that you're able to figure it out if you do happen to read the law.
Have you ever tried reading a law? I don't care how clear it is. It's never. I can't read legalese. I wasn't
like
trained on how to do that.
Generally, they're not even enforced. Not generally. Sometimes laws are not enforced as they read. You know, they. Cops just decide to arrest people under whatever pretense they wish.
Yeah, that's true.
What is disorderly conduct?
Whatever they say it is.
Right.
Pratt's ruling came in after two separate cases in which Iowa residents were charged after they flew flags upside down. Oh, no! How dare they! As a way to protest personal losses or disagreements with officials. In both cases, the charges were dismissed. Scott Wayne Rowe of Ottumwa was charged after he flew a U.S. flag upside down on June 4th and wrote corruption of blood across it, saying he was protesting city ordinances and how they were enforced. I'm not sure how flying the U.S. flag upside down protests what the city's doing, but nonetheless. Dale Klein of Corden displayed his flag upside down to protest what he said was an unfair loss in a bankruptcy case and to support a campaign for mental health care services for veterans. So the ACLU filed a lawsuit on behalf of both men. The bill signed this week by Governor Culver states that it's illegal to show disrespect to the flag by defacing, defiling, mutilating, or trampling upon it. The bill also defines each of those terms. The executive director of the ACLU said the bill remains vague. Quote, we certainly hope that the enactment of this bill is not interpreted by law enforcement as a green light to go out and arrest political protesters. Gee, then if they wouldn't do anything like that, would they? He said the bill doesn't address all the problems of the statute, and therefore it's still not a good idea. It would be inconsistent with the spirit of the First Amendment to think this law should be used to arrest political protesters. Just because the legislature and the governor passed this feel-good legislation doesn't mean these code sections should be wielded by law enforcement to put down political protesters. And while I concur with what the ACLU rep is saying there, they shouldn't do those things. The cops love new laws. They get to go out and put people in handcuffs and beat them up and stuff. That's what the cops live for, man. So most cops. Well, maybe, I don't know most of them, but there's a good chunk of cops that are really into that sort of thing. You think that if I were to take a United States flag to the town center in Des Moines and light that sucker on fire, or better yet, because they might have an anti-burning ordinance, better yet, just trample on it, stomp all over it, and sit on it, and stuff like that. You think they wouldn't arrest me? Somebody wouldn't be so outraged as to call the cops? Cops show up. Of course, you know how the cops are. They're usually a bunch of nationalists themselves, just flaming nationalists, as though they wouldn't arrest me for something like that, now that they have a new law in their repertoire.
I think it's the wrong thing to do to desecrate the flag because so many people hold it dear. But I wouldn't pass a law. I mean, to me, that's antithetical to what the flag stands for.
Yeah. I would agree with that, and I'd like to know what you think at 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line for you. Are you in favor of these flag-burning-slash-desecrating restrictions? Are you in favor of this law in Iowa that prevents so-called so-called defacing, defiling, mutilation, or trampling upon the flag? And if so, why? And if you are in favor of that, how exactly can you make that jibe with the whole, well, you know, the freedom of speech concept, that pesky little amendment number one, Congress will make no law respecting an establishment of religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press or the right of the people to peaceably assemble and petition the right, petition the government for a redress of grievances. You want to make the argument that it's not speech? I suppose you could make that argument, but you can't deny that it's my private property. And shouldn't I, in a free country, be able to do as I please with my private property as long as that is not putting someone else's property or their life in danger? Shouldn't I?
It seems to me. I mean, I don't know that it doesn't say freedom of expression, which it would be nice if they included that in the Constitution and the Bill of Rights, but it seems to me that's covered under freedom of speech. Certainly, it's covered under
life and liberty.
Yeah, right.
Life and liberty.
The property.
If it's true, and I don't believe that it is, but you know, in a theoretical free country, if it was true that this country was really about, and the government was allegedly formed, we've heard it time and time again, to protect your right to life and liberty. If that's true, then how does this law jibe with that? Can you explain that to me? 1-800-259-9231. I predict we won't get a call because there's no way to defend a law like this. There's no way to defend this on the basis of liberty because it's just antithetical to it. It's just anti-freedom. And I'm with you, Mark. I think it's a silly idea to use the flag as a protest. And the reason why is because people just don't understand.
No.
You can stand there with a megaphone and talk about how the reason why I'm burning this flag is because I was outraged by what the city government did and blah, blah, blah. That's not going to get on the news at 6 o'clock. What's going to get on the news is crazy man burns American flag.
Yeah, that's about right.
That's right. So you got to understand that it's not going to be seen the way you want it to be seen. All it's going to be seen as is by these, you know, fervent nationalists out there in America, it's going to be seen as an attack against their nation. That's what it's going to be seen as.
You know, and it also appears as though as a slap in the face to people whose relatives fought in wars, people that they loved have died in these wars. And that the way they see it, that's spitting on
right.
their graves.
So I don't recommend it as a form of protest, but I absolutely believe it should be completely legal if you want to do that, if you want to, you know, miscommunicate to people and burn or trample on or dismantle or destroy a flag, then you should be able to. That's what America is supposed to be about, is the freedom of speech, the ability to control your own property and do with it as you please. But apparently the government of Iowa disagrees. Do you? 1-800-259-9231. You explain that to me, please. 1-800-259-9231. Take control of the airwaves. Bring up whatever you want. This is Free Talk Live.
You want to lose weight, but there's no way you want to resort to pills or shakes that are full of chemicals or drugs with harmful side effects. We know diets don't work. That's why there is a fat loss patch. The fat loss patch is a self-adhesive dietary aid worn daily that slowly releases all natural ingredients into the skin. The result is a safe and easy way for you to increase your energy levels, maintain a healthy body weight, and curb those horrible sugar cravings, all without irritating side effects or loss of muscle. Just peel it off, stick it on, and live your life. The patch is safe, effective, and clinically tested. Also, the fat loss patch is the most unique product and business opportunity to ever hit the U.S. and international markets. Join as a U.S. or European customer or distributor in this much-needed and fast-growing business. For more information, visit patchmeeting.com or call Judy at 800-766-2133. That's 800-766-2133.
Looking for a new cooling system? Enjoy comfort this summer season with the new Carrier or Kenmore system from a name you can trust. With unbeatable pricing, year-round maintenance and repair, plus our satisfaction guarantee, it's time you called Sears at 1-800-241-0746 for a free in-home consultation. Ask about our special financing terms. A new, more efficient system can keep your family comfortable year-round and may help you save money on high energy costs. You can count on Sears for the quality materials and installation you have come to expect for over 100 years. Call now for your free in-home consultation. Offer ends 9/30/07. Subject to applicant creditworthiness. Installation provided by Sears Authorized Licensed Contractors. Licensee information available upon request. Energy efficiency may vary depending on your home and climate. Call now for your new cooling system from Sears and ask about our special financing terms. Call 1-800-241-0746. That's 1-800-241-0746.
What's better than a tiny tiger in your tank? A tornado under your hood. A tornado is an easy-to-install, maintenance-free air twister designed to increase gas mileage. I personally commissioned independent tests to verify results in 6 vehicles, and all of them gained MPG with tornado. With today's gas prices, it makes sense to cage the gas-saving power of a tornado. Visit tornadoair.com or pick up your tornado at Checker, Shucks, and Cragen today.
In today's world of discord and disappointment, one thing's for sure. Car cover owners are so satisfied, they buy their car covers all over again. Think car covers are a hassle? No. Research shows owners find covers easy to put on and take off. Are all covers the same? No. The standard in car cover fabric is Blockit by Kimberly-Clark. Don't let sun and dust damage your car. Kimberly-Clark's Blockit fabric's got you covered. That's Blockit by Kimberly-Clark.
Are you lacking energy on a daily basis? Do you feel tired all the time? Then it's time for you to try ACT, the healthy energy drink. ACT helps your body with a natural blend of fruit extracts, herbs, and vitamins to deliver healthy cellular energy. ACT contains no caffeine, 4 grams of sugar, and only 22 calories per serving. ACT works within minutes, lasts for hours. ACT is the healthy, feel-good energy drink. Enjoy big savings by ordering ACT wholesale from your own free website. Share your website with friends. Go to GCNLive.com and click on the spot. Sponsors link, then click on the ACT banner. Join the ACT Buy Direct consumer movement for free and wholesale order your ACT energy drinks as often as you like. Go to GCNLive.com, click on the sponsors link, then click on the ACT banner and become a free dealer wholesale member. That's GCNLive.com, sponsors link, ACT banner, and experience ACT, the healthy, feel-good energy drink today.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live. It is the live Independence Day edition of the program. You can take control of the airwaves, as you always can, toll-free. 800-259-9231 is the SACL CAI toll-free line for you. That's 1-800-259-9231. Join us online at freetalklive.com. The bulletin board system awaits. Almost 250,000 posts, over 1,500 people interacting. Serious issues and fun stuff all being discussed right now, and it's all for free at bbs.freetalklive.com. That'll get you there. That's bbs.freetalklive.com.
Pop quiz, what do Washington politics and libertarianism have in common? The answer is very little. But the Prometheus Institute, that's readpi.com, is looking to change all that by implementing practical, innovative solutions to today's most pressing policy issues. Visit readpi today, readpi.com today. That's readpi.com.
1-800-259-9231. And as I expected, Mark, no one has called in to defend Iowa's new legislation that bans desecration of the flag. Maybe that's because...
I mean, people seem to think that you know, the politicians, at the very least, seem to think that this is one of the most pressing issues of our time.
Mm.
There's all kinds of flag desecration issues. They want to make it an amendment to the United States Constitution. This is not an important issue.
Nope, not at all.
It's rare that somebody burns a flag, and you know they're usually just some nut who wants to get attention. Don't give it to them.
Yeah, usually when someone burns a flag, it's usually someone else's flag, and that's where the problem is. Usually someone else's flag they pulled down off a flagpole that wasn't theirs that they set on fire. Well, that's a property rights violation, and that absolutely is a problem. But if I were to go out and buy my own Chinese-made American flag and set it on fire, then I should be free to do that in the so-called land of the free. Anyway, since no one was interested in that, we'll move on with another example of how our freedoms are being oppressed and suppressed in this country today, and how it is amazing to me, of course, that anybody bothers to claim on a day like today, Independence Day, to claim that that they're living free. They're living in a free country. Here's a perfect example of what's going on. If you want to look for great examples of the absence of freedom, look no further than New York City. There are story after story after story coming out of New York City, and it gets worse as time goes on, of how the poor New Yorkers' freedoms are just being trampled on by their city government. I mean, we of course already know that the Second Amendment has been completely decimated in New York. You can't own a gun in New York City. I mean, they obviously don't care about the Constitution and what it says, but a lot of people, you know, there were a lot of protests in New York City, and of course, usually you have to get a permit in order to have amplified sound, for instance, if you're going to be protesting in New York City. So, one gentleman, who is apparently a preacher, street corner preacher and an Elvis impersonator, I guess.
Can't get enough of that.
I think they're just joking on him because he's got funny looking hair. But whatever his gig is, he wanted to go out in New York City and protest. And the way he was going to protest, according to the AP, is by reading the First Amendment. He'd actually memorized it. He didn't have it on his hand or anything like that. He'd memorized, I believe he said it was 44 words, all of the words of the First Amendment to the U.S. Constitution.
Doesn't sound too difficult.
And he was reading them in a public protest sort of format. He did not have amplified sound. He had a tube. You know, it's not a, I guess megaphone is the appropriate term for it, but it wasn't amplified. It wasn't one of those ones you get at Radio Shack. It
right.
was just a big, yeah, it was just a big cone-like tube that he was holding up to his mouth. So essentially no more than just shouting in one direction.
So there was an Elvis impersonator in New York City screaming at the top of his lungs, "Congress shall make no law respecting the establishment of religion, prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or abridging the freedom of speech, or of the press, or the right of the people to peaceably assemble and to petition the government for redress of grievances." Over and over again?
That's exactly right.
That's the scenario. Okay.
So here we go. He says, according to the AP, rather, on Monday he donned his trademark white suit and returned to the scene of his alleged sin to demand that the police repent, because he was arrested on harassment charges last week while reciting the First Amendment. He says, "It feels so good to be back on the very spot where I was denied my First Amendment rights by reciting the First Amendment," he told reporters over the din of an NYPD helicopter hovering overhead. Reverend Billy, whose real name is Bill Talon, was joined by a woman in red choir robes who sang a hymn version of the amendment, which guarantees the freedom of speech. Or at least not paper, it does. Other activists distributed an amateur videotape of his arrest, which I saw, by the way, on YouTube today. This man is not violent. He was not doing anything but reading into a megaphone. Eyes closed, or reciting, rather. Eyes closed and hands raised, the pretend pastor whooped, "Bill of Rights, alleluia!" Talon, who's 57, has spent years using his mock persona as a fire and brimstone evangelist to rail against consumer culture, which he portrays as the Disneyfication of Manhattan. Now, look, I don't necessarily have a problem with being a consumer and consumerism and all that, so I don't necessarily agree with this man's politics, but I certainly agree that in a public place, he should have the ability to say what he wants to. That's what the First Amendment's all about. And I want to make it very clear that I said a public place. Because if this guy had gone into a private establishment and started reading something into a megaphone, then that's a completely different situation.
Sure, if he goes into McDonald's and he's creating a disturbance, then they should be able to get rid of him in whatever manner they choose. Probably the manager would just ask him to leave, and if he didn't, they'd kind of hustle him out the door a little bit.
Right, because on private property, the Bill of Rights doesn't apply. The Bill of Rights only applies to government. These are the rules that government has to follow. And so if you're on public property, which there's plenty of that in New York City, if you're on public property, you should be able to say whatever the flip you want. This man was arrested for it. His latest run-in with the law began after he turned up to support people gathering in Union Square last Friday for the monthly critical mass bike ride asserting cyclists' rights. The NYPD has aggressively policed the rides, arguing that they can interfere with traffic and threaten public safety. Advocates for critical mass have accused police of infringing on the riders' constitutional rights to free speech and free assembly. The video shows Talon preaching the 44 beautiful words of the First Amendment, those are his words, to a visibly annoyed congregation of police commanders huddled a few feet away. At one point, an officer approaches and warns him that the sermon is breaking the law. Talon asks, "What's the law?" The officer answers, "Harassment." He was charged with harassment of a public official. When Talon persists, another officer comes up behind him and slaps on the handcuffs.
It's harassing to tell the
to read the First Amendment
to chiefs of police.
That's right.
Hmm.
In New York City.
That's crazy.
Welcome to America. This is what we're celebrating today? Really? 1-800-259-9231. How anybody can be aware of things like this going on in their country and stand up and say they live in a free country is outrageous to me.
Well, this is sort of the tragedy of the commons to me. What you have is a nut.
The tragedy of government.
You have a crazy man who wants to...
He's not crazy. He wants to read the First Amendment to some police officers.
In an Elvis outfit through a megaphone.
Well, he got attention, didn't he?
He did get that. All I'm saying is he's acting like a crazy man. And the problem
is... I don't
think
that's crazy.
Okay, fine. He's acting in a disruptive fashion.
Disruptive?
God.
How is it disruptive? You're in a public
Let
place.
Let me finish.
All right, go ahead.
He's acting like a crazy man. And he, he's on the street corner. And the problem here is really public property. Because on public property, this guy owns it as much as anybody else, and he should be able to exercise his First Amendment rights. If you don't like it, we should get rid of public property. This is a public property issue, not a disturbing the peace issue.
When Talon persists, another officer slaps on the handcuffs when being put in a police van. The satirist shouts, "We have a right to peaceful assembly." Talon was held overnight before being released without bail. A criminal complaint alleges he harassed the police officers by approaching them and, quote, repeatedly shouting at such officers through a non-electric bullhorn, unquote. Civil rights attorney Norman Siegel, appearing with Talon on Monday, called for prosecutors to drop the charges. The arrest was a false arrest, said his attorney. What Reverend Billy did last Friday does not constitute illegal conduct. Prosecutors declined to comment, as well as the New York Police Department. They also declined to comment. So nobody wants to talk about this. And who knows what's going to end up happening to Reverend Billy. Maybe they will drop the charges, but nonetheless, that doesn't...
But he'll just go out and do it again.
Well, and it doesn't negate the fact that this man was arrested and his time wasted, held overnight in jail. I don't know about you, but my time's pretty valuable. He was arrested and harassed by the police for exercising his First Amendment rights. Are you celebrating your freedoms today when this is going on right under your nose? 1-800-259-9231. You can take control of the airwaves. More oppression coming up.
Have you ever wondered why libertarianism hasn't gotten the mainstream attention it deserves? Are you looking for a fresh new perspective on current events and policy issues devoid of all the Washington claptrap and partisan BS? Well, you'll love the Prometheus Institute at readpi.com. They've successfully created an engaging, publicly accessible think tank filled with intelligent, well-researched, and creative political arguments. readpi.com features a frequently updated blog, opinion articles, posters, RSS feeds, and a variety of other publications. Visit readpi.com today.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle, and today you're showing up in your new car and telling me you're buying a house? What did you do, rob Bill Gates?
No, John, I didn't rob Bill Gates. What I did do is visit the website www.didyourobbillgates.com. That's where I learned how to make $3,000 to $9,000 each and every week, starting with my very first week. It's a simple program that does all the work for you. I'm already up to $25,000 just going on my third week.
Whoa. What was that website again?
It's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Now write this down, John. You should go there and learn how this program can help you become financially independent, too.
Thanks, Bill.
I'm going there right now. Check, please.
You got this one, right, Bill?
Sure, John. Don't forget, it's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Next time, you'll be buying me lunch.
Deal.
Are you concerned about the high cost of prescription drugs? Since January of 2006, RxDrugCard.com members have saved an average of $33 per prescription fill. That's over 46% savings. The average savings for generic drugs was over 71%. RxDrugCard.com is the only major discount prescription drug plan that offers a price lookup page, so you can get an idea of your discounted price before you enroll. RxDrugCard.com is for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. There are no age restrictions, all prescriptions are covered, and 95% of all pharmacies in the U.S. participate, including Walmart, Walgreens, CVS Pharmacy, and many more. With RxDrugCard.com, you will save immediately with no messy forms or paperwork. Membership fees start at only $4.50 per month and include a 30-day unconditional money-back guarantee. Visit us at www.rxdrugcard.com or call us at 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461. Do it today.
Attention, this is an extremely urgent GCN Health News Bulletin. If you're interested in suppressed natural cures, this will be the most important message you will ever hear. Listen closely. 77 GCN listeners are needed immediately to test an amazing blacklisted herbal product considered to be the single most powerful traditional remedy on earth. In fact, medical studies in other countries have been conducted on the astonishing effects this rare mineral-like compound has had on arthritis, obesity, energy, memory, and even reproductive health. Yet, because of the rules governing nutritional supplements in this country, no health or healing claims can be made at this time. However, it is still legal to own this compound, and right now a very small amount is being made available to GCN listeners in what's being called the most amazing and unusual offer ever made on radio. To claim your supply set aside for GCN listeners, simply go to www.blacklistedherb.com. Shipments will be filled on a first-come, first-served basis, so it's important that you move quickly. That's www.blacklistedherb.com or call 877-327-0365.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, your show. You bring up what you want toll-free. 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line for you. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And it is the live Independence Day edition of the program. We're actually here doing a show, unlike most talk show hosts that just want to take time off whenever they can. Anyway, we're here for you. 800-259-9231.
Apparently, they don't love their jobs.
Yeah, that's right, and we do. And so we're talking about Independence Day. We're talking about freedom or the lack thereof and how astounding it is that Americans can honestly think to themselves and celebrate supposed freedom when, in fact, there's a serious lack of freedom in this country. It just bewilders me, and it will continue to bewilder me. But nonetheless, there's story after story that we could bring you. In fact, I don't want to go negative anymore in this particular show. I want to show you a positive story, maybe an inspiring story to finish things out here tonight. It's the final segment here, but just enough time for you if you make the call at 800-259-9231. And opportunistic lawyers, judges, future ex-spouses, disgruntled ex-employees, and meddling bureaucrats, these people want your money, your home, and your car. What have you done to protect yourself? And KeepYourAssets.net. They're experts in sheltering your wealth. Go to KeepYourAssets.net and take their asset protection crash course today. They'll show you how to keep your assets. That's KeepYourAssets.net. And don't forget, if you want to help support Free Talk Live, buy some stuff at our store. Go to store.freetalklive.com and get some Free Talk Live branded merchandise. We've got some really cool clothing items and other things like the hottest selling item ever, the 2-gigabyte multi-gadget. See what it's all about. Store.freetalklive.com. But I want to bring you some good news. This from New Haven, Connecticut. The AP reporting, when the United States invaded Iraq more than 4 years ago, war opponent David Gross asked his bosses for a radical pay cut, enough so he wouldn't have to pay taxes to support the war. He says, I was having a hard time looking at myself in the mirror. I knew the bombs were falling. The bombs falling were in part paid with my tax dollars. I had to actually do something concrete to remove my complicity. The San Francisco technical writer was making close to $100,000 a year.
That does sound like a radical pay cut, then.
He didn't know exactly how big of a pay cut he would need to fall below the federal tax threshold, but later figured out he would have to make less than minimum wage. In any event, his employer turned him down, and he quit. Gross, who's 38, now works on a contract basis, and last year, he refused to pay self-employment taxes. And he's having an article written about himself. Very brave. The article says, war tax resistance popularized by Henry David Thoreau in the 19th century and by Joan Baez and others during the Vietnam War is gaining renewed interest among peace activists upset over the Iraq War. Quote, clearly this year we definitely had more people calling, sending emails about how they decided to start resisting, said Ruth Benn, coordinator of the National War Tax Resistance Coordinating Committee in New York. Based on the committee's mailing list, it reports from numerous groups that it works with around the country, Benn estimates that 8,000 to 10,000 Americans refuse to pay some or all of their federal taxes over war objections. IRS officials say they don't have figures for that specific category, but earlier this year reported an overall non-compliance rate of 16.3% and estimated the annual tax gap at about $345 billion.
Non-compliance. Now, I've heard numbers as high as 60% of Americans don't pay taxes.
Okay.
That's 16% non-compliance.
Right.
What does that mean?
Well, that means that you've gotten a number from elsewhere beyond the IRS. That's the IRS's number. Your number's coming from somewhere else, is my guess.
Yeah.
Peace activists are considering a mass tax. I mean, the IRS wouldn't want to tell you that 50% of Americans weren't filing, would they?
No, I can't. It was difficult for me to imagine when I read that number, 60% of Americans don't pay.
Peace activists are considering a mass tax resistance campaign next April to step up pressure to end the war in Iraq. Many tax protesters say they redirect the money they withhold to charities. Some, like Joan Sheehan of Norwich, keep their income below taxable levels, which isn't really that's not an effective protest. Then you're not doing anything to withhold money from the government. You're just withholding your own pleasure and your own money from yourself. You could be making more and making increasing the amount on your savings account, but instead you're just flying below the radar. That's right. Not an effective protest, in my opinion.
Right. I would think that if you wanted to effectively protest it, and I would think that there is, you do have a stance. I really do believe you have a stance when it comes to these things.
Well, the IRS doesn't think so.
No, the IRS doesn't think so, but it's not their job to think so. A court of your peers may very well, though.
Sheehan said, and apparently this is not Cindy, it's some other Sheehan.
Right.
She said, I don't see the point of working for peace and paying for war. Gross said he now manages to live on about $15,000 per year by carefully tracking his spending. He acknowledged the tax-resistant movement is too small to stop the war, but he says, I think what we're doing is showing the way for people in the anti-war movement. I can look at myself in the mirror and say, at least I'm not supporting it. At least I'm not part of the machine. The IRS said that while taxpayers have a right to express their opinions, they still have an obligation to pay their taxes. Tax resistors place an undue...
You can say whatever you want, but give us your money, citizen.
Tax resistors place an undue burden on taxpayers who pay their fair share of taxes, IRS spokesbureaucrat Diane Besunder said. Now, I find it interesting, the phraseology here. The IRS said that while taxpayers have a right to express their opinions, they still have an obligation to pay their taxes. Who has an obligation to pay taxes? Based on that statement?
I guess everyone?
No. Listen to the statement. While taxpayers have a right to express their opinions, they still have an obligation to pay their taxes. Who has an obligation to pay taxes?
Taxpayers?
Taxpayers do. Well, I don't want to be a taxpayer. Thanks, but no thanks.
Well, she's saying that essentially everybody's a taxpayer.
That's the suggestion,
yeah.
But you have to be very careful when you're dealing with these bureaucrats, Mark. Mm. Words mean things when it comes to bureaucrats in the government. They, in fact, in many cases, words mean different things when it comes to the government. That's the greatest scam of all, of course, is that when you look at a law or you look at what the government says, they use words that you're familiar with, like person or taxpayer. And other words like that. But when you actually dig into the law, you discover that these words don't mean what they traditionally mean. They've been redefined for the law. So they could call a taxpayer, you know, something beyond what you think it means everybody, but taxpayer may just simply mean someone who chooses to pay taxes. So if you choose to pay a tax, then you're obligated to pay the tax because you've chosen to do so.
Mm.
And let's just say she meant everybody. Let's say she meant everyone has an obligation to pay taxes. Well, my next question then becomes, how was the obligation created? Okay, you know what, Mr. IRS spokesperson? I'll be happy to pay your little tax as long as you can show me how the obligation to pay was created and where exactly the contract was that I signed that, created that obligation. Where explicitly did I agree to your system?
Right. Where in the world, besides when dealing with government, does one... get a service done for one that one didn't ask for and then is required to pay for it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, for instance, it's my understanding when somebody sends you something in the U.S. mail, it's yours even if you didn't ask for it.
Damn well, right.
The government has done, done whatever it's done, build bridges and, feed people food stamps and fight wars all in my name. I didn't ask for that. I don't want it.
I don't either. 800-259-9231. John Ubaldi, spokesperson for Move America Forward, which supports the military in the war on terror, said the government would not be able to function if everyone opposed to a program stopped paying taxes. That's it. He's stumbled onto the truth. Yeah, government wouldn't be able to function very well if all you suckers stopped paying taxes. So why don't you man up like this guy, Mr. Gross, who's actually had the courage to stop, and stop paying. If you don't agree with what the government is doing in your name, then stop funding it. Now, of course, they'll turn on the printing presses and fund it themselves, thereby debasing the currency in the meantime. That's what they're doing anyway, so they're not going to really stop what they're doing. But at least you'll be able to feel good about yourself. At least you will know that you're not funding the increase in the size of government and the tyranny in America.
And a war that you don't support, maybe.
Or whatever you don't support. The IRS, of course, let's see. He says they're showing the terrorists that America's not committed. That's what the pro-tax guy says. By not paying your taxes, you're sending a message to the terrorists. The IRS considers it a frivolous argument when a taxpayer cites disagreement with the government's use of tax money as a reason for not paying taxes. Which is what they love, by the way. They call anything anybody says about taxes frivolous. Any argument that you can come up with
right.
about taxes.
Not paying your taxes is frivolous.
Yep.
Period. Pay your taxes, citizen.
A new federal law increases the penalty for frivolous tax returns from $500 to $5,000. The IRS says it investigates promoters of frivolous arguments and refers cases to the Department of Justice for criminal prosecution. Unlike the days when Thoreau was sent to prison in a tax protest against the Mexican-American War, modern war tax protesters rarely go to prison, according to tax resisters. The IRS may take their money from wages and bank accounts with penalties and interest after sending a series of letters, which is why it's very important that if you're going to engage in tax resistance to protect yourself. Keepyourassets.net might be able to help you with that, but keeping your money out of your bank account is a good way to ensure they can't seize it, and working for yourself is the best way to ensure that your employer can't have the screws turned on him in order to withhold the money.
Right, and they don't necessarily know how much you've made when you work for yourself, too.
Exactly, and of course, the more you can work in the black market or the gray market, the better. Anyway, we're done. It's been the Independence Day edition of the show. It has been Ian here with you.
And Mark.
You can join us, as always, online in the meantime between now and tomorrow night, and we'll be back with you online at freetalklive.com. And happy Independence Day to you. Be free, everybody.
Do you believe in liberty? Are you an activist or organization that wants to spread the message of freedom to others? Now introducing the Liberty Card. It's the perfect resource for anyone new to the message of liberty. It features a full-spectrum political quiz and over a dozen pro-liberty websites, including Free Talk Live, Downsize DC, and others. Every defender of freedom must have this card. Free Talk Live listeners receive free shipping. For more information, visit libertycard.org.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.